Funding a college education is sometimes tough for students, but help from financial aid may make paying for school a lot easier. Student loans are a popular source of funding, but some folks may not fully understand the terms and conditions that come with borrowing money. St. Cloud State University's Director of Financial Aid, Michael Uran, gives more information about student loans for SCSU students.
Sometimes students, like you say, don't recognize that they are actually borrowing funds throughout their years in school. They only complete the promissory note, the legal document, once, and then they can use that for up to 10 years. So most of the student loans our students borrow are through the federal government, through the direct loan program. And those indeed have to be repaid, typically beginning 6 months after they leave or graduate from school. There's two types of loans. There's a subsidized and an unsubsidized. The subsidized, the federal government pays the interest while the student's in school and for the 6 months after the student's out of school. And then the unsubsidized, the interest does accrue. In other words, it adds up while the student's in school, and then they begin repaying it afterwards. And that's one of the emphases we make with students, is that that interest is accruing on the unsubsidized loans. So if they have the ability, we really encourage students to consider paying some or all of that interest to keep their debt at a lower level when they do graduate.
A recent report from the Associated Press says, quote, Minnesota ranks fifth in the nation for student debt and fourth for its proportion of students grappling with loans, unquote. Uran talks about how this statistic relates to St. Cloud State.
We are very, typical when it comes to that statistic. Our students in that particular cohort, which were the 2013 graduates, averaged around just over $31,000 average debt for our graduates, and that's right in line with the state average of $30,900. So we're really part of that cohort. We're right in the middle of it. We're not out of line with that. It's something that we certainly keep our eyes on. We remind students they are making an investment in themselves, that studies still continue to show students with college degrees do earn significantly more income over the course of their lifetime. So that investment in themselves is certainly worthwhile. But we again try and encourage students to borrow responsibly, looking at what career field they're going into, what salary they can expect to make when they get out of school, and try and keep their borrowing within ranges that fit that career path that they have. So it's something we watch very closely, and as a state, it's something that we're concerned about, and we continue to share that information with legislators and with others who provide support for higher education to keep the cost of education down. The tuition freeze that we've had for the last 2 years has certainly been helpful in helping to level out those borrowing limits, and we're hoping going forward we can continue to address that through those different areas.
Reporting for KVSC News, I'm Karina Borash.